Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this privilege. Thank you because you brought us together for a good purpose. And I pray that everyone here today will receive something that will transform his life, her life, in Jesus' name. Make us matured. Help us to grow up. Give us greater understanding. Give us better understanding. Reproduce the faith of Christ in every one of us tonight. We thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you. You can take your seats. We're coming to Hebrews chapter 11. And I'm reading from verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. It's talking about faith. And number one, it describes faith to us. Number two, he now tells us those who had demonstrated that faith. And it says, by this faith, this kind of faith, the elders, the patriarchs, the people in the Old Testament, under the Old Covenant, they obtained a good report. And then he tells us something that faith had done. Verse 3, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. What he's saying there is God created the earth. Everything we see, everything tangible, everything we know in the universe and in our world, God created that. But then he says something. He did not use any material to create the world. The things we see were made of things that do not appear. And now he begins to make it personal. He's telling us of the people that had faith. Verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. He's telling us now, if you're going to offer anything unto God, like your gift, like your service, as a sacrifice, it has to be by faith. Otherwise, it has no value. And it says, by that faith, he obtained a witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. It says that the influence coming from Abel continues today because of faith. He still speaks. Verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. He said in us the highest goal, destination you can have is to please God in all things and at all times. And he says Enoch did that, and God was so pleased with him that he was raptured to heaven without seeing death. And if we're going to take part in the coming rapture, the catching up and the catching away of the church, We must have faith in God. Now it brings to a periodic conclusion. It's still going through a long chapter, but now it comes to a conclusion of this introduction to faith in verse 6. And it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Look at that. Without faith, it is impossible for any man, any woman, any minister, any worker to please God. Without faith, you might have activity, you might have some devotion, it might be full of activities. I do this, I do this, I do that. Without faith, it's not just difficult to please God, it is literally impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe. Must. It's not an optional thing. It's not like I have activity, you have faith, this is my specialty, works, activity, running up and down, and I don't care about faith. You manifest your faith, I demonstrate my work. It says no. It's not like this or that. It is this central theme, the faith. Because it says, without faith, you cannot please God. He who comes to God to offer anything, he who comes to God to serve, he who comes to God to ask, to demand in prayer, must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We're looking at an important area of faith tonight, and it is, this is the topic tonight, believing and receiving before seeing. Believing and receiving before seeing. Faith is so important, indispensable, essential for a relationship with God. You cannot have relationship with God if you don't have faith. Faith is so important, essential, indispensable for our Christian experiences. The experience of salvation, of sanctification, of the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Faith is the connection that makes us to have experiences with God. Faith is so important for our walk with God, day by day, living as Christ wants us to live, walking with God. Faith is so important for our healing and deliverance. There are Christians that will suffer a lot if they don't have this connecting faith for healing and for deliverance, saved through faith by the grace of God. You're healed, you're delivered, and you experience miracles by faith. Faith is so important for our victory in battle. Satan fights. Sin will want to capture your life again. But if you're going to have victory over sin, over self, over Satan, over everything that comes against your Christian life here on earth, faith is central. Faith is so important for our dominion over the enemy of our souls. Will conquer. I said, I will conquer. And faith is so important for that. And for us to have exploits and fruitfulness. Exploits. Doing exploits for the Lord. Faith is important. Very essential. To possess our possessions. Thank God, I will possess my possession. And if we're going to possess our possession, faith is so important ultimately to enter heaven. For our entry into heaven, faith is so important. Now, faith is based and anchored on God's unfailing word. Here is where many people make their mistakes. They base their faith on their feeling. I feel good, I believe God. I feel terrible, I feel the pain. And where is God? That's the question they're asking. They are not basing their faith on God's unchanging, infallible, immutable word. Some people base their faith on their senses, the sense of touch, the sense of sight, what I see. Or some people base their faith on their thoughts, the way their mind is thinking. And that's why the faith does not work, because faith is not based on what you see, on how you feel, or what you touch. Faith is not based on our imagination. I imagine, I visualize, something there, something there. Faith is not based on that. Faith is not based on earthly knowledge. The knowledge you get from the doctor, it says, that's what is wrong with you. And this one killed such and such. This one, destroyed such and such. And that earthly knowledge does not grant faith. Faith is based mainly and centrally on the word of God. Faith is not based on human possibilities. It's not based on your emotional state or any tangible evidence. That's why it says in that chapter 11, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. God's promise, God's pronouncement, God's power, the greatest is greater than all those other things we have described. He said it, so I believe it, and I receive it, and I confess it, and I realize it, and I possess it. I believe before I see. I believe before I see. I believe before I see. John chapter 20. In John chapter 20, I'm reading from verse 26. John chapter 20, verse 26. And after 8 days again, his disciples were with him, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. You know why Jesus said that? Thomas had said, except I see, I will not believe. That's the principle of the world. Seeing is believing. But in the Christian life, in our relationship with God, believing is seeing. That's why Jesus said, Thomas, you said you must see before you believe. Okay, come and touch. Come and put your fist on my side. And then maybe you can believe. Look at verse 28. Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus says unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Seeing is believing. Thomas, that's the principle you're applying, and it's of the world. And when we talk about worldliness, that is worldliness. Except I see, I will not believe. That's worldliness. Seeing is believing. That's worldliness. That is operating by the ideals of the world. And Jesus said now, verse 29, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Believing before seeing. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet they have believed. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I'm reading from verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by, tell me, and not by, tell me. You can see that. The Lord wants us to walk by faith and not by sight. And he says, for we, apostles, preachers, servants of God, we, workers, members of the body of Christ, members of the church, we, anyone that is going to walk with God, we walk by faith and not by sight. Look at chapter 4, verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen. That's faith. We're not looking at the things which are seen. I see this mark on my body. We're not looking at things which are seen. I feel this pain in my body. We're not looking at things which are seen. And I see this report that, the doctor just gave me. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. This is terrible. We walk not by sight. We look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Once again tonight, we're looking at the subject, believing and receiving before seeing. Three things we're looking at. Number one, the expectation of faith through God's promises. Faith as expectation. The expectation of faith through God's promises. Number two, the expression of faith in God's presence. You're in the presence of God. And so God is big, God is mighty, and you know he's omnipotent, you know he's omniscient, and you know he knows all things, and you know he's omnipresent, he's right there, and you're in the presence of God, and you want to express your faith. You express your faith with the understanding of the God that knows all things. Of the God that is everywhere. Of the God that can do all things. And tonight, he can do all things. The expression of faith in God's presence. Number three, the experience of faith by God's people. The experience of faith by God's people. Number one, the expectation of faith through God's people. Faith has expectation. You see, there are people that come to the presence of God and they have no expectation at all. They just come. I came last week, I'm coming this week. I came the other time, I'm coming at this time too. And they just come. There's no expectation. And because there's no expectation, nothing ever changes in their lives. But as you come to the Lord, You come with the expectation of faith. You will not be disappointed. Jeremiah chapter 29. I'm reading from verse 11. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Before you came in, you expected something. And before you go out, you are given what you are expecting. I lost your amen. It will give you the expected end. You look at the promises of God and you say, on the basis of these promises, this is what I'm expecting. It will be done. Proverbs chapter 23, reading from verse 18. Proverbs 23, verse 18. For surely, for certainly, without any shadow of doubt, there is an end. There is a goal. There's going to be an achievement. Something will drop into your life tonight. Surely, there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. When you come to pray before the Lord, you say, I have expectation. Before you pray at all, before you feel anything different, before you see the solution, before you have the answer, before the miracle comes to you, you say, I have an expectation. And you can broadcast it anywhere. You have not even prayed. You are coming to prayer and you are coming with expectation. And then you say, my expectation shall not be cut off. I am blessed tonight. I'm healed tonight. I'm strengthened tonight. Something is going to change in your life tonight. Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 14. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward. Remember, those who come to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And He says, there shall be a reward. And thy expectation, tell me, shall not be cut off. Somebody shout amen. Why? We've been told over and over that our expectation shall not be cut off. That you in particular tonight, you will take the blessing of God home. Your weakness will be replaced with strength. Your need, God will supply. A change, a mighty change will come in your family from tonight. How do we have such expectation? Numbers chapter 23. I read from verse 19. Numbers 23 verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. As he said, and shall he not do it? Has he ever said anything that he didn't do? Has he ever given any promise that he did not fulfill? Whether he gave the promise to an individual or to a family, or to a local church, or to his church at large, or to the nation of Israel. As he said, and shall he not do it? As he spoke in, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless. I have received commandment to bless. A true pastor receives a commandment from God to bless God's people. The one who comes and is angry, fighting with the church, almost cursing the church, insulting the church, abusing the church, cutting down the church, contradicting the church, and then when you come in, by the time the service ends, you're worse at the end than at the beginning. The pastor is angry, the preachers are angry, and the unfortunate members are suffering. That's not a true shepherd. Give me a good amen. Amen. A true shepherd has received a commandment to bless. He has blessed. And Balaam cannot reverse it. And Balak cannot reverse it. And the prodigal son cannot reverse it. And Jonah cannot reverse it. He has not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither has he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord is God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. God brought them out of Egypt. He has, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. Surely, somebody let me shout, surely. There is no enchantment against Jacob. There's no enchantment against you. There is no black power, black magic against you. There is no evil tongue, evil eye against you. Neither is there any divination against Israel. As the Lord said, according to this time shall be said in Jacob and of Israel, what has God wrought? He's going to do something in your life. Faith expects. Faith expects God's word to be fulfilled. Here I come to the presence of God, and I want to pray. Before you pray, identify a promise of God, something he has said, and base your expectation on that promise, not on how you feel, not on the energy and the loudness of the person leading the prayer, not on emotion, not on whether you are kneeling or standing, not on the shaking, and not on the, you know, things that some people do, clapping their hands or turning around or doing that. You don't base your faith on that. You look at a promise of God, and then you base your expectation on that promise of God. It will be done. It must be done. Jeremiah chapter 1, I'm reading from verse 12. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. The expectation of faith. This is how faith works. Jeremiah 1, verse 12. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. He will hasten his word tonight. Hasten his promise tonight. There'll be a performance in your life tonight in Jesus' name. Ezekiel chapter 12. In Ezekiel chapter 12, reading from verse 25. For I am the Lord. Is he your Lord? I will speak, and the word that I speak shall come to pass. He will speak to your heart. He will write the promise on the canvas of your heart. And it says, and the word I speak shall come to pass. It shall no more be prolonged. The promise of God for your life, it shall no more be prolonged. Somebody had a dream, and the Lord said, this is what I will do. And it came right out of the word of God. And since that time, you have been expecting this will be done. And it has not been done. But now God says, today. No more delay. It will not be prolonged anymore in Jesus' name. Verse 28, therefore say unto them, thus says the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged anymore. None of my promises be prolonged anymore. It will happen. Faith expects that God's power will prevail. Faith expects that God's promise will be realized. Faith in God, in the true God, does not expect him to fail. Do you expect God to fail? Faith in God does not expect Satan to be greater than God, higher than God, stronger than God. They will come down from your life. Faith does not expect that we see or we feel to be more real than the invisible God. I don't expect faith to say that chair you're sitting on is more real because it's solid than the invisible God. The things that are not seen, they're more real. The air that we breathe, are you breathing? I'm asking somebody there. Do you see the air you are breathing? No. What you don't see is more important than what you see. You cannot live by that chair you're sitting on, even though you can see it, you can feel it, you can touch it, it's solid, you can pick it up because it's tangible. But it is not as important as the air we breathe that you cannot see. The things we don't see, they're more important. That's what gave Moses the victory. That's what gave Moses the power. Because he lived as seeing him that is invisible. And so, tonight, the expectation of faith will bring a performance of all the promises of God in your life. Whatever promise you are holding on to, whatever promise you're expecting to be fulfilled, tonight is the night of fulfillment. The expectation of faith will grant answers to every prayer. Before you pray, before you ever open your mouth, your expectation is, what I'm going to tell God now is going to be done. By the time we hear the final amen, I know it is so. That is faith. Expectation of faith will bring solution to all problems. All the problems you are bringing in tonight, all those problems are solved in Jesus' name. Expectation of faith will bring freedom. Freedom from all bondage. The chains are broken. The fetters are broken. And all the things that bind you, they'll be totally destroyed in Jesus' name. Expectation of faith will bring righteousness in daily living. He says, go and sin no more. You accept that. You believe that. And sin will not have dominion over you. The expectation of faith brings power for your hour. Whatever is the challenge of the hour, whatever is the difficulty of the time, faith will bring power to overcome. In summary of that point, faith will bring the sufficiency of Christ into your life. No need, no lack, no limitation in your life. As you approach God by faith, you understand that I'm expecting this to be done. They'll be done in Jesus' name. Point number two now, the expression of faith in God's presence. The expression of faith in God's presence. Now look up here for a moment. Let's say, for example, now you come to the presence of your father, earthly father. And then you look at your father, knowing that you are in his presence. And you say, Dad, I don't believe you. I don't believe that that thing you said, you will do it. And your dad says, do you mean I'm a liar? Well, I didn't choose that word, but that's the implication. And when you come to the presence of the Heavenly Father, the way you express yourself will show the faith you have, that you are expressing what you actually believe of your Heavenly Father. The expression of faith in God's presence. How do we express ourselves in the presence of God? 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 25. 2 Samuel chapter 7, reading from verse 25. In verse 25 it says, and now, O Lord God, this man is expressing himself in the presence of God. The word that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house, establish it forever. Tell me what follows. Tell me out loud. All together, you say, one, two, three, go. That's how you express yourself in the sight of God, in the presence of God. Faith comes in the presence of God. And all he's saying is, you said you will heal, do as thou hast said. You said, whosoever comes to you, you will not cast out, do as thou hast said. You said, I am the Lord that sanctify you, do as thou hast said. You say that your promise will no more be prolonged, do as thou hast said. When you come to the presence of God, you express your faith by bringing the promise of God to him and saying, do as thou hast said. We're coming to 1 Kings chapter 17, the expression of faith. The expression of faith. Chapter 17, verse 1. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, look at this, as the Lord God of Israel liveth. Can God die? Tell me. So Elijah said, God cannot die. And as long as God is alive, as long as God, the God of Israel, liveth, before whom I stand in God's presence. What I say now, Elijah was telling Ahab, I say, as in the presence of God, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word, is the expression of faith in the presence of God. When you, after you are prayed, then you talk to people, remember, God is there. And you're in the presence of God and say, according to my word, this will happen. You will not say, I am dying. No help. No sustenance. No care. Nobody loves me. What are you saying? In the presence of God, bring out your faith and speak by faith. The expression of faith in God's presence, according to my word, according to my word, that word will be fulfilled. Look at verse 13. In verse 13, Elijah said unto her, fear not, fear not, fear not. Many people, Christians, they live in fear. They are imprisoned by fear. They are captured by fear. Their heart is seized by fear. You know why? They live in the presence of man. They live in the presence of a woman. And they think, that man can hurt me. That woman can injure me. They don't see their God. They don't understand. I am with you. Tell me the next word. Always, unto the end of the world, the Lord is with you. And is greater than that woman. And is greater than that man. Anywhere you are, you understand you're in the presence of God. Because he goes with you everywhere. He will never leave you. And therefore you can say, fear not, as thou hast said. Do as thou hast said. And make me thereof a little cake first. And bring it unto me. And after, make for thee and for thy son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel. Was he in church? I said, was he in church? No. Was he preaching? No. You see, there are some people, they only declare the word of God when they are preaching. They only declare the word of God when they are in the house fellowship. If they go to somebody's house, a widow's house, and that widow has nothing, and the widow is crying, they start crying with her. I'm sorry. This is terrible. I'm sorry what you are going through. I feel it to the depth of my heart. Exaggerating the problem. But Elijah, he got to that house. If you are a man, you are a man every hour of the day. If you're a woman, you're a woman every hour of the day. Okay, I said that to say this. If you are a prophet, you are a prophet every hour of the day. It is not that you are a prophet in church and then you're an ordinary, empty person outside wherever you are. Anywhere you are, if you're a prophet, you're a prophet. If you're a pastor, you're a pastor. If you're a servant of God, you're a servant of God. In the widow's house, on the road, in the bus, anywhere you find yourself, a prophet is always a prophet. And so, in that house is said, thus says the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste. The barrel of meal shall not waste. Neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she went, tell me, and did according to the saying of Elijah. That woman counted Elijah a prophet. Elijah is no more here. But thank God I'm here. And if I tell you something, you know, familiarity brings unbelief. Yes, I understand. Family brings contempt over there. But familiarity brings unbelief. Because we're together, because we interact, because we know, that's how he used to say, that's the verse we'll quote, point one, point two, point three, familiarity. Then you don't believe. Thank God tonight you believe. It is well with you. The prayer you pray today and the rest of your life, God will always answer you. She went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. I believe God. I said, I believe God. Look at Psalm 16, verse 8. Psalm 16, verse 8. I have set the Lord always before me, God's presence, because it's at my right hand. Tell me now. Say that aloud. Let Satan hear. That's what to say. That's what to say. This one comes. That one comes. That one erupts. That one is broken down. Your God is greater than that. I shall not be moved. Psalm 26. Psalm 26, verse 1. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, say it for yourself. Therefore, say it again. I shall not slide. I will not backslide. I said, I will not backslide. The same grace available for me is also available for you. The same power that upholds me, that same power upholds you. You will not backslide. Psalm 62, I'm reading from verse 6. 62, verse 6. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. He will defend you. In the day, he will defend you. In the night, he will defend you. And when you don't even know what may be happening, he will continue to defend you. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. What do I say? What's your expression of faith? I shall not be moved. Psalm 118. Psalm 118. Psalm 118, we're reading verse 17. Psalm 118, verse 17. I'm waiting for you to open the Bible. You will possess this verse. You will experience this verse. You will express your faith according to this verse. 1, 2, 3, go everybody, verse 17. Typhoid fever will not kill you. Malaria will not kill you. And those things hanging out in the night will not kill you. And the things happening to other people, that one is gone, that one is gone. When I come back, I will still see you there. Say it again, verse 17. If sickness ever comes your way, if sickness ever knocks at the door, before you think of any other thing, and before you even pray, before you even say anything to the Lord, before you express your faith in a verbal manner in prayer, you come here and you say, I will not die. I will not die. I'm looking at somebody there. I will not die, but live. Your wife will not die. She will live. That your child will not die. He will live. That loved one in the hospital now will not die, but live. You will not die. You will live. And you will declare the works of the Lord in Jesus' name. Isaiah chapter 50. Isaiah chapter 50. I'm reading from verse 7. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 7. For the Lord God will help me. The Lord God will help me. Therefore, I shall not be confounded. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Shame is gone. Reproach is gone. There is the expression of faith in the presence of God. Psalm 17. Psalm 17, I'm reading from verse 15. 17, verse 15. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. It will satisfy you. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 27. Acts chapter 27. I'm reading from verse 25. Acts 27, verse 25. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer. Take away your sorrow. Wipe away the tears. Brothers and sisters, tonight, be of good cheer. Are you carrying a heavy load? Be of good cheer. Is life endangered? Be of good cheer. Are you suffering pain in your body? Be of good cheer. Have you been defeated in the battles of life? Be of good cheer. For I believe God. I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Everything you have heard tonight, it shall be. Answers to your prayer, it shall be. Yokes broken, it shall be. Power for service, it shall be. Faith expresses God's promise, not man's fears, not Satan's doubts, not enemy's threats, not present circumstances, not bodily pain, not historical ideas, not current trends. When you come before God in prayer, the only thing you express is the promise of God. Faith contends against fear. Fear will not hold in your life. Faith conquers contrary feeling. Whatever negative feeling you feel, you have, when you come to God in prayer, faith will conquer everything. Faith calms frightening thoughts. Somebody told you something, and there's a sudden fear. Move on to your faith. Faith will calm those frightening thoughts. Faith corrects all false suppositions. Suppositions are superstitious. It happened to them like this, like this, like that. And there are some people that go to dig at the backyard of their houses. They're looking for generational curses. Superstition, supposition. There's no curse upon the life of a child of God. And faith corrects all the false suppositions. Faith controls the fury of the enemy's fire. Nebuchadnezzar said, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. What am I hearing? Is it true that you will not bow to my idol? Is it true? You will not surrender your life to me. Is it true? You will not submit to my idolatry. Now, I give you another chance. When you hear the sound of the cornet, the dulcimer, and all the instruments of music of the idol worshippers, if you fall down and worship me, all right. But if you refuse, who will deliver you out of my hand? Faith controls and cancels the fury of the fear of the enemy. Some people cannot look up at the faces of their enemies. They're always looking down. When you're looking down, they catch you. They club you. They know that your heart does not fully depend on your God. Look up. Because you are going up. Look up. Because he has lifted you up. Look up. Nebuchadnezzar is a nobody in the sight of the Almighty God. In the next chapter, Nebuchadnezzar is going to eat grass like an animal. These are the person you're afraid of. They looked up at him. They said, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, we're not careful, we're not worried, we're not anxious to answer you. If it be so, go ahead, make your fire. The God we serve. Somebody there is serving an almighty God. The God we serve is able to deliver us out of your hand. Nebuchadnezzar became more furious. They will eat their words. That thing they said, I'll cast you there. No, they'll cast their own people there. And he cast Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fire. The people that cast them into the fire, the flame of the fire burnt them and they died. But thank God, I shall not die, but live. And I will declare the works of God. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, those are my companions. Those are my friends. They are my senior brothers. We belong to the same Father. The same sin, the same protection on them will be upon me. Amen for me, but for you. They stood up. In that fire, you will stand. And then Jesus came from heaven. He's coming to you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And Nebuchadnezzar got up. He was surprised. They will be surprised. All the things we did to that young man, all the things we did to that young woman, She's still succeeding. She's still standing. She's still healthy. She's growing younger. They'll be surprised. He called his people. Did we not cast three people into the furnace? Behold, I see four. One, two, three, four. And the appearance of the fourth one is like the Son of God. You have won the victory. Faith controls the fury of the enemy's fire. Faith confirms the faithfulness of God. God is faithful. I said God is faithful. I said God is faithful. And faith continues to hold fast until it is done and it becomes a reality. God will work out his goodness in your life in Jesus' name. Acts chapter 27, reading from verse 25. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer. Are you still sorrowful? I say, are you despondent? Be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Point number three, the experience of faith by God's people. The experience of faith by God's people. Look at Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. I'm reading from verse 16. It says in verse 16, therefore, it is of faith. Your life from today, it is of faith. Your work, serving God from today, it is of faith. And you're moving on, walking with God, it is of faith. That it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be made, might be sure to all the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but also to that which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. The faith of Abraham. What kind of faith are you supposed to have? The faith of Abraham. I said, what kind of faith are you supposed to have? The faith of Abraham. What are the characteristics of that faith? Look at verse 17. Number one, the foundation of that faith is the written promise of God. The written promise of God. Look at verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. What kind of faith? The faith that is based on the written promise of God. Open your Bible. Look for a promise there that goes along with the challenge you have. And as you see that promise, you base your faith on that written promise. Number two, the latter part of verse 17. Who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. You're praying and then you're calling the solution. Even though you've not seen the solution, and you are calling those things which be not as though they were. You see yourself on the other side of the ocean. Let us cross over. And while you're still on this side, you see yourself on that side. I see myself strong. I'm talking about you. I see myself strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. See it before you have it. Calling those things which be not as though they were. Number three, believing and hoping against hope. Look at that. Verse 18, who against hope believed in hope. Against hope, it was a hopeless situation, and yet she believed in hope that she might become the father of many nations, according to that which is spoken, so shall thy seed be. Number four, you are not weak in faith, and you will not consider your physical condition. You are not weak in faith, you will not consider your physical condition. Brother, let's go out for evangelism. Don't you see me? The way I am now, what do you think I can do? If I go, don't you think I will die by the way? He has not changed his language. When everything bad is turning to good, when the weak are becoming strong, and when the promises of God are yes and amen in our lives, he's still talking like the old situation. And he's weak in faith. I will not be weak in faith. You will hope against hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which is spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Number one, the foundation of faith is the written promise. Number two, you are calling those things which be not as though they were. Number three, you are believing, hoping against hope. Number four, you are not weak in faith, and you are not considering physical conditions. Number five, not staggering in unbelief. You will not shake. The Lord is on my side, I shall not be moved. Look at verse 20. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. And then we're told, number six now, he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. You will have a testimony. You will give your testimony. Things will change from tonight. Strong in faith, giving glory to God. Number seven, you're fully persuaded of performance. I am persuaded tonight a performance in your life. Verse 21, I'm being how persuaded? I'm being how persuaded? Fully persuaded that what he has promised, he was able also to perform. What God has promised tonight is able to perform. Able to perform. Where? I said where? It is done. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Lord, I believe. Mark chapter 11, I'm reading from verse 12. Mark 11, verse 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing the fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Look at this. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it, but they didn't see any change. But Jesus said it And Jesus knew, since he had said it, it must happen. But the disciples did not see any change. But look at verse 20. And in the morning, the following day, they passed by. And they saw the fig tree. Tell me. Say it now. With assurance. Dried up from the roots. Look up here. Jesus spoke the word. No man eat fruit of thee anymore forever. And the disciples were looking at the branches. They were looking at what they can see. They could not see the root. And because they could not see the root, they didn't know that the answer had come. As they were passing by the following day, they saw that the whole tree had dried up from the root. What happens is, let's say somebody has cancer, and there's the visible evidence of that cancer, the sore and the swelling. But you see, the cancer has root into the body. And when the prayer of the man of God, or your own prayer, says, cancer, be healed, come out. And the people of God said, amen. You might still be seeing the outward evidence of the cancer, but the root has dried up. And when I see you the next day, now the branches are also all dried up. Sometimes you have a problem, and the problem is like a tree. There is a visible part of the problem, and there's the root, invisible part of the problem down deep into your life. And the curse of that problem hidden away like the roots. When we speak the word of God, and I say, you are delivered in Jesus' name. And the people of God said, amen. The root that you did not see, and you do not see, all that one dries up. And then as the root dries up, there is nothing to sustain the branches. The branches too will dry up. Your mountains will move. Your problems will vanish away. The sickness will be healed. And when you hear that word from the root, the work is done. Verse 22, and Jesus answering says unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, tell me, he shall have whatsoever he says. Tonight, I will have whatsoever I say. I will have whatsoever I say. Say it with conviction. I will have whatsoever I say. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them. Believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. That's faith. That's faith. Faith is believing and receiving before you see it. And as you have that faith tonight, remember, before you pray, there's an expectation. There's something you're hoping for. There's something you desire. And then you look at the promise of God, and that promise of God will not fail. And it says, I will do it now. It will no longer be prolonged. And then you say, Lord, now I come. Here is my expectation. Do as you have said. And the answer has come already. Rise up and tell the Lord, rise up and tell the Lord. Put your Bible on your chair and be very free and tell the Lord, oh Lord, tonight is a night of blessing for me. A night of strength for me. A night of solution for me. A night of empowerment for me. A night of realization for me. A night of having, a night of receiving that which I am asking. Tell the Lord, tell the Lord. And take your expectation to the Lord in prayer. What do you expect tonight? What are you expecting tonight? What are you expecting tonight? Any challenge in your life you want the Lord to remove? The work of God you're doing, how is it? What are you expecting the Lord to do? Strengthen you. Empower you. Uphold you. Re-energize you. Refresh you. And renew your zeal. What's your expectation tonight? Training brings transformation. What area of your ministry? Area of your life? Area of your family? Are you expecting there'll be a transformation tonight? A renewal tonight? A reproduction tonight? That the Lord will reproduce, reproduce, reproduce the confidence and the courage of the Lord, the power, the conviction of the Lord, reproduce in you the courage, the boldness to do the work of God. Reproduce the fruitfulness. Expectation will not be cut short. Your expectation will not be cut short. Your expectation will not be cut short. You come with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. I know the thought that I think towards you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. Thoughts of progress and not of retrogression. I know the thoughts I think towards you. Thoughts of achievement, thoughts of success, not of failure, not of defeat, to give you an expected end. To give you an expected end. What's your expectation? To be strong, not to remain weak. To be prayerful, not to remain prayerless. To be focused, not to be distracted. What's your expectation? To be strong, not to be weak. What's your expectation tonight? To go to a higher level. Higher level. Higher level. Not a low, lower level. What's your expectation tonight? Fulfillment of the promise of God in your life. A performance. A performance. A performance. Fulfillment of the glorious promise of God. Promise of restoration. Promise of renewal. Promise of strength. Promise of holding on, holding firm, steadfast unto the end. The expectation of faith anchored on the promises of God. B based on the promises of God, built on the promises of God, a new life, a new energy, a new strength, a new power, a new commitment. Now the expression, you express your faith in the presence of God. Cut off all those negative confessions, all those depressing utterances, cut them off. I am strong. I am well. I am healed. I am delivered. I shall not be confounded. I shall not be ashamed. I shall not die, but live to declare the works of God. I will not fall. I will not backslide. I will not slide. The expression of faith. I believe God. It shall be. Even as it was told me, I believe. I believe. I believe. I'm going stronger and stronger, higher and higher. I believe. Give expression to your faith. Any problem on your child, any child there? Give expression to your faith. Don't let darkness set in your heart. You are a son, daughter of light. Let the light shine. The light of the glory of God. Let it shine. No depression. No despair. No anxiety. No worry. I know, I will see my expectation fulfilled. I believe God. It shall be, even as it was told me. I believe God. It shall be, even as I heard tonight in the word of God. Believe the Lord your God, so will you prosper. Believe his prophet, so will you be established. The experience of faith by God's people. Experience of salvation. Experience of holiness. Experience of sanctification. Experience of power. Baptism in the Holy Ghost. Experience of healing. Experience of health. Experience of strength. Experience of victory over the enemy. The experience of faith by God's people. Tonight, experience God more than you have ever done. That fruitless tree will die from your life tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. God has answered your prayer. God has granted you the miracle. God has fulfilled his promise upon your life. There is an addition in your life today. Something you didn't have, you were asking for, you have asked now. The Lord has given it and confirmed it in your life in Jesus' name. I believe God. I believe God. It shall be. It shall be as it was told me. Your cup will not run dry. Your life will not run dry. You will not be tired in the middle of the way. The project you have started, you will finish. Nobody else will take your place. You'll be stronger. You'll be higher. You'll be healthier. And the goodness of God will never stop in your life. So it shall be. I have received. What are you? I have received. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for every one of your children, our workers, our leaders, our pastors, overseers here tonight. Lord, I pray, let there be a confirmation in every life in Jesus' name. Their cups will not be empty. Their hearts will not be weak. In their walk for the Lord, there will be no defeat, there will be no failure. Power in their lives tonight. Performance in their lives tonight. Achievement in their lives tonight. Success in their lives tonight. Everywhere they go, no man shall be able to stand before them. Lord, I pray, every enemy they have conquered already. Every stronghold they have conquered already. I pray everyone here, everyone over there, everyone hearing my voice, lift them up higher. Lift each one up higher. Your sorrow is gone. Your sickness is gone. Your oppression is gone. All the darkness is gone. All the confusion is gone. Your fears are gone. Your doubts are gone. Answer has come in your life. Solution has come in your life. Mountain be removed in Jesus' name. Every power of darkness against your life, they are broken down in Jesus' name. You will succeed. You will overcome. All your needs will be supplied. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your people are blessed in Jesus' name. Now you can move on from strength to strength. I will hear your testimony. The church will hear your testimony. And the work of God will continue to prosper in your hand. Lord, grant your people all their expectations. Thank you, Lord, because I know you have answered. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You are blessed.